The federal health minister says including dental on Medicare won't happen in the near term. It comes off the back of a number of Labor MPs in recent days publicly calling on their party to consider taking up the policy. The majority of dental care is not covered by Medicare. Labor backbencher Dr. Mike Freelander says it's time that changed.
It's very unfair that I can look into a child's mouth and tell their parents' income. And we need to change that. And people should be able to have access to dental care through Medicare.
Well, the Greens have also been pushing for dental to come under Medicare. The president of the Australian Dental Association, Dr. Scott Davis, told me about the obstacles that are preventing that from happening.
Key obstacles include both major parties taking this as a serious matter, and it's been kicked down the road year after year after year. What we want is for disadvantaged Australians to have a fair go. So for nearly half the population, access to dental care is very difficult indeed. The workforce, if we wanted to go into Medicare across the whole country, is just not there, and it wouldn't be for at least a decade, where we would need to double the number of clinicians. So there's major structural problems in achieving that outcome.
So the ADA, what would you like to see? Would you like to see affordable dental care for all Australians, or should we just start with vulnerable Australians?
Look, I think we have to start with vulnerable because it's a problem right now. And we know there are specific groups who have really dreadful oral health, including those in residential aged care. But special needs, some Indigenous communities, we can do something about it now. We can do it for a cost that the government can't stand up and say that's too much. It's negligible. We're looking at about $1 billion to $1.5 billion a year just to relieve pain and suffering within our community. There are other projects that we'd like to progress, but we think get on with dealing with those in real trouble and talk to us. Don't just keep saying, look, you know, GPs are the problem at the moment. No, oral health is important.
What potential costs would Australia be looking at if it were to adopt a dental care plan under Medicare for all Australians?
I think the latest estimate by the Greens is getting closer at about $15 billion per year. And given the cost of NDIS and other issues, we accept that there's no appetite at all within the major parties to adopt that. But there are things we can do. We can expand a child dental benefit scheme to all children, because if we teach children good preventive habits, both dietary and cleaning, then they won't have oral health problems as they grow up. So that's just an investment in Australia to expand the child dental benefit scheme and to also have our senior scheme for those in residential aged care.
And you mentioned that another one of the things that's stopping it from being adopted is that there are not enough dentists. How do we go about resolving that?
Well, there are enough dentists to treat the patients who are presenting to us at the moment under all the current schemes that exist, plus the private practice. So dentists aren't going to be there for work that doesn't exist. Government would have to commit itself towards expanding their schemes, but also the higher education system would need to expand training capacity. The Dental Council of Australia would have to expand their assessment of potential new immigrant dentists coming into Australia and being examined to see if they meet our standards. It's a major structural change, and it would take at least 5 years to see any result. So it's something that they have to talk to us about now if they in the future intend to go down the Medicare path.
How complicated a process would it be to import dentists from overseas?
Well, we already do. There's a lot of competition between all of the major developed countries, to be honest, for highly skilled, capable dentists. And so we're not just the only country out there looking for people. The ones who do turn up, they have to go through a 2-year assessment process, which involves written examinations, oral examinations, a simulated treatment. And so that's a 2-year process, which costs a reasonable amount of money for those participating in it. And, you know, they're driving taxis or whatever while they're waiting to get through that exam process. So the government could look at the costs involved in being assessed, and they could look at the resources they make available to the Australian Dental Council to see if they could expand their capacity to assess more people in a more timely manner.
And you talked about expanding the child dental benefit schedule. There is the old saying that prevention is better than cure. So how much of a focus should there be on affordable dental care at a younger age?
Well, dentists have always stood up for preventive strategies. I mean, we go back to the 1950s with introducing fluoride into the drinking water and the Dental Association strongly advocating for that. We think all children should have access to appropriate preventive behavioural training of diet and oral hygiene and monitoring their oral health conditions in the very earliest years, and that will be a benefit to them for the rest of their lives. At the moment, it's means-tested, which seemed appropriate at the time, but look, it's not that expensive. It's something they could expand for a minimal amount of money.
And how much is the ADA talking with the government about what should be done here?
We'd love to actually sit down with the Health Minister if he could find the time. He hasn't so far during this term. And we'd like to present our case to him again as to why these matters are very important for the health of vulnerable Australians, and it just can't be ignored.
That's Dr. Scott Davis, the President of the Australian Dental Association.